And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as he is most Fridays. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, we have updates on several stories we've been covering. First, Bishop Eddie Long, pastor of the Atlanta area megachurch New Birth Missionary Baptist, has responded to allegations that he sexually manipulated young men who were members of his church. Now, you know, back in September, we reported that four young men, Jamal Paris and three others, came forward saying Bishop Long used his influence to coerce them into sexual relationships. They also said that Long justified his conduct with scripture and told them to call him daddy. This week, Bishop Long's attorneys filed an official response. It reads in part, quote, Bishop Long denies that he engaged in any sexual conduct with plaintiff Jamal Paris or any other spiritual sons, unquote.
And Lee, the legal response also declares, quote, Bishop Long admits that the entire New Birth membership calls Bishop Long daddy or bishop, and also says some other churches even call him granddaddy. And Lee, I understand that you reached out to B.J. Bernstein, who's the attorney for the four accusers. Has she spoken with us yet?
Well, she declined to comment.
Okay. Other updates?
We also have an update about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the ban on openly gay people serving in the military. We've been following the story closely, Michelle, especially since September when a federal judge ruled the policy unconstitutional and ordered that it be lifted. The White House later challenged the ruling and asked for a stay of the order, even though it ultimately favors repealing the policy. The stay expired on October 20th, but the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week granted the Obama administration's request to extend it.
And one more thing. Last week, Lee, the Associated Press reported on a Pentagon study of the attitudes that current service members have about serving with openly gay service members. And according to the study, the majority of U.S. troops and their families say that they're okay with gay serving openly in the military and think the policy of don't ask, don't tell could be ended without any problem. Lee, what else?
Well, Michelle, back in September, we talked about diversity on television this fall and a new NBC show that a lot of people were buzzing about, the espionage drama Undercovers.
Despite your tone, I will help you find Leo Nash, but only under specific conditions, the most important of which is that my wife can never know about my involvement, ever. You understand? Hey, honey.
My wife can never know.
Well, I would have told you. Good. I was just kidding.
Really?
Someday I would have told you. By Christmas, at least.
I'm not sure you would have.
You came here without telling
That's
me.
That's totally different.
No way is it different.
Yes, it is, because it's me, and I have my reasons for
Okay, so what
here.
Are your reasons?
What are yours?
Guys, as much as I'm enjoying this, my plane leaves in 2 hours, and either I'm on it or I'm not. Are you in or out?
We're in.
The program airs in prime time and stars Gugu Mbatha-Raw and Boris Kodjo. Early on, it was heralded, Michelle, for having two black lead actors. Well, yesterday we learned Undercovers is getting the axe and being canceled. NBC announced it won't be ordering a full season beyond the first 13 episodes because of, you guessed it, low ratings.
Are you sad?
Very sad. I really like that show.
One person in particular. I think, cut your eye, but we won't go into that. And I understand that you'll be waxing poetic on our blog later today about the new Tyler Perry film For Colored Girls.
Yeah, that's funny. I heard that too. But I've seen the movie. We both have. And I think all the buzz around the film could benefit from a male perspective.
Well, we will look forward to what you have to say.
Well, thanks, Michelle. I do too.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also find me on Facebook or log on to our website. Go to npr.org, click on programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out.